All right, we're live. Took a moment because, as you can see, I'm still on the road, live from Las Vegas. Here we are, and here's what's happening today. I mean, the Dow yesterday closed lower for a third day in a row. Yields are rising again. The fear index was yesterday at the highest level since November. Apple gets an upgrade. Discover and United Health are falling. I mean, there's a lot going on that we need to talk about. So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is January 18th. And other than this little bit chaotic morning because my iPad didn't want to connect, the only good news so far, Mark, is look at this. My mobile latte maker, isn't that making nice. A perfect latte? Kind of cool, right?
Pretty fancy, Marcus. Looks good.
A mobile latte maker. You need to have this. And you need to have some nice markets. Let's see what's happening here. Let's actually take a look at the S&P 500. Here I'm on a 5-minute chart. Let me move over to a daily chart. And Mark, we're just stuck in this range here.
We are. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with what comes next. And I think that there is a big focus on earnings, and earnings season is really just kicking off. But then there's some data this week that suggests that the Fed has some data to delay cutting rates. And so that and earnings right now seems to be the focus. And there's some indecision on what comes next.
Yeah, so let's talk about the data. I mean, it really kicked off on Monday with the Empire State Manufacturing Index, but then yesterday, the retail sales data, the core retail sales data for December, much stronger than expected.
Exactly. And so with strong retail sales data, traders are starting to think, okay, if the economy is strong and inflation is coming down or just kind of, you know, fluctuating, then the Fed could delay cutting rates this year. And traders were anticipating earlier cuts than the Fed was even suggesting with the data that they had before.
Right. And then this morning, some more data, unemployment claims also coming in lower than expected, just indicating that we do have a super strong economy.
Exactly. And this was the lowest reading since September of 2022, 187,000 jobs. Claims for the week, and this was much lower than expected.
Yeah, and so with that said, let me see if I can zoom out again. That's where basically we see that yields are rising. So let's just take a look here at the 10-year yield, because this is where, at the 10-year yield, we have been watching this 4% level. And now, I mean, we are at a level that we haven't seen since mid-December.
Exactly. And so whether you look at yields or what the Fed might do or the economy in general, this is where there's this balance in rising yields, not necessarily what investors want to see. And that's why things have been a little mixed and stuck in the range that you suggested, although tech doing well today.
Yeah. But before we go there, so I'm also found it interesting if you look at the FOMC probabilities, because it seems that traders are coming to grips with the reality that the Fed might keep rates higher for longer, as they have basically indicated. Let me just see. For whatever reason, it doesn't switch over here. But the probabilities of a rate cut in March are now, it's less than 60%, and we have always been at 66%. There we go. It's now at 55.7%, and then for the first time, we see that traders are no longer anticipating another cut in May, that they start to believe that the Fed could keep rates the same.
Yeah, so this is a big shift, because up until this week, we saw that the probability of a rate cut in March was 65%, 70%, 75%. It was extremely high. That coming down, like you said, Marcus, now kind of split. I mean, 56% versus 43% is a that is different. But I would say pretty much split now between staying put or a cut. And then, like you said, also the probabilities for future cuts now a little bit staggered, where before it was just cut, 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 cut when you
Right.
looked at the probability.
I mean, we've been saying it all along that we believe that the Fed might cut rates in June or July and not before there. And it seems that this is what we're seeing right now being priced into the Fed fund futures here. All
Exactly.
right. Yeah, you were talking about some things happening here in tech. Let's just go to the heat map. And we see that Apple is up 2.8%. And this is what today is actually getting the Nasdaq much higher. So the Nasdaq up almost 1%, while the Dow is down 0.2%. So let's talk about Apple here.
Sure. So Apple up nicely. This move comes Apple getting beat up a little bit in 2024, but Bank of America did upgrade Apple. Seems like there's some excitement or buying interest there because of it. But then, Marcus, tech in general, we also had a boost in semiconductors because of TSM. So you could take a look at that is a decent move.
Yeah, up 8% after reporting earnings this morning.
Yep, Taiwan Semiconductor, they had an earnings beat, also a revenue beat, so up big, but they said that the better than expected numbers came from a huge demand for high-end chips used in AI applications, and that carried over into some moves for Nvidia and also AMD and other semiconductors.
Yeah, no surprise there. But then on the other hand, we have healthcare. Today, down across the board, pretty much led by United Healthcare.
Yeah, so you had a few things going on. You had United Healthcare, you also had Humana, Marcus. I know that Humana, HUM, they were down big after they shared adjusted earnings for the full year of 2023. There you go. You see that?
Yeah, 11.5% down.
Exactly. So they shared their full year adjusted earnings for 2023. And it was at like 2609. It was expected to be at around, I think, 2850 or something like that. But not looking at the adjusted numbers, what they expected was like 26, and it was down to 20. So it just there was a lot of what going on with Humana, and then that trickled into other healthcare stocks as well.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really interesting if you look at it today. So Tesla down, Apple up, as we just said, Nvidia, the whole semiconductors up there, real estate, utilities, and energy down today, and also the healthcare sector. Financial services, a little bit all over the place, mixed. I mean, the big one down, Discover Financial Services, down 8.5% after reporting earnings. And yeah, traders do not like what they see here. I mean, their earnings came in 38% lower than expected.
That's no fun.
Yeah. So,
Yeah,
all
I was
right,
looking
now.
at this one as a possible earnings play, but I didn't see a strike that I liked.
No. I mean, I agree. We have played it as earnings plays, but here not at this strike price. Yeah, and so super interesting. We need to take a look at our trades because there's a lot going on here this week with our trades. So let's start with the wheel and CSIQ. What do you know? I mean, just a few weeks ago, scratching 27. Now with higher interest rates, moving lower again. And we said, well, we take this with mixed feelings. On the one hand, since we are in the position, we want it to go up. On the other hand, at these levels, we are definitely interested in flying a rescue mission.
Exactly. So we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing a rescue too soon. And just looking at the chart, we really love the rebound here, but then it looked like there was the potential to drop. So we're in the middle of a possible rescue. We'll see how it plays out at the end of the week. But Marcus, this is really just the inverse move that we're seeing in yield. So
Yeah.
I'm okay doing a rescue down here, and hopefully we'll see yields turn around soon.
Yeah, did you talk about the rescue level? So we're looking at a rescue level of 21, and
Yep.
this is what we are comfortable with. Today, the rescue level of 20 would be available, but for us, We really want to get Assigned to lower our cost basis to what did we calculate it? Probably around 30, slightly below 30, above 30, just around 30.
Yeah, I think even lower. I think we're at about 2850, 2950, depending on whether it's a third or a half rescue.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then NEE, our little buddy, was hanging in so well, doing so well, and now moving down. Have you seen any reasons for this, why there is this move? Because I couldn't find anything. We were just nicely hanging in there first, following this uptrend. Then we were going sideways together with the S&P. Yesterday, a slide of 3.5%. Today, a little bit of follow through of 1.3%. And I couldn't find any news that were supporting this.
Honestly, I think it's still just yields, right? It's a income play, and so pays a good dividend, and that makes it attractive for a lot of portfolios. And if yields are falling, it makes NEE super attractive and utilities attractive because they're typically income plays. But if yields are rising, why have the risk? And instead, you could invest in interest-bearing investments. So I think that's really the pressure here.
Yeah. And then we have Oxy. Oxy, so we have a put going on at 57. Really like this level. Right now trading at 55.74. So there's a possibility of getting assigned. But as we know, we had the same deal happening last week where it dipped lower and then on Friday closed above. So we'll see. I wouldn't mind getting assigned Oxy here at 57. And I wouldn't be surprised if we heard last week that Warren Buffett bought some more Oxy because this seems to be a level that he really likes. And that's one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why we have been trading it, because it seems it always gets a boost right at these levels. So super solid support level. Could have waited another day and go at 56, but I'm happy with what we got here. I'm happy getting assigned at 57.
I'm totally good with 57. We kind of have this 55, 57 range of support. And to me, it's a nice entry. We'll see where we end up. And interesting, because crude oil is up for the day, but energy stocks taking a little bit of a hit. There isn't a perfect relationship or correlation to crude
Right.
oil and energy stocks, but typically, when you see or crude going up, energy stocks are also playing.
Yeah. And then UPS has been trading really nicely in the range. Also yesterday broke below this range. Right now trying to push up, still up a 0.25% for the day. So right now I'm still interested in selling the 160. We're a little bit too low. We need to push a little bit higher, but I like this range. So just now, right now, I want to see that UPS is pushing back into the range, and then I'm interested in selling more calls.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. And then WTF. Oh my gosh, we have a lot going on here. I mean, so USB, a trade that we entered yesterday. So yesterday we entered it at 47.35, 41.35. Right now, down, look at this, 39.65. So, and we had this. What was the other trade that we did last week where we entered a little bit too early because we're looking to win the fear? That's the name, WTF, win the fear, when it is falling, to buy it and hope for a quick pushback. Do you remember the one?
I don't remember, but I can't
You're right.
say that we entered too early because we are trading signals
Yeah.
according to plan.
So this is looking good. Siri one that I skipped, you traded it, and this is doing perfectly what it's supposed to do. Can't remember what happened. It was last Friday, and I know that I missed the signal here. Same as Schwab, which was a monster trade here yesterday. By the time I woke up, this trade was already gone. So yesterday, the entry at 60.93. Was trading as high as 63.40 yesterday. Right now, 62.37. That is beautiful. You caught it. And I'm in the wrong time zone here. This is really not my time zone. So this is why. I mean, right now it's just 8 o'clock, and I'm on my first coffee here. So I'm still trying to get used to the time zone. So I missed this one, but you took this one, and this is looking really good.
Yeah, pulling back a little bit today, but that's fine right now. Still in it and hoping that we get even more of a rebound.
Yeah. Morgan Stanley, also something that we entered yesterday at 84.85, right now, slightly down here. probably being dragged down by the possibility of higher interest rates or higher for longer, and also then Discover Financial Services. I mean, this might be dragging down the overall financial sector, but I mean, this is exactly what we are looking for, right? We want to see that it falls, and then usually we see a quick snapback. That's what we're looking for here.
Exactly.
All right, EMR, new signal today. So this was another one today where we entered at 92.91. Excuse me. Right now, exactly at 92.90, so right at our entry. So that was a new signal today. And then CVS, we entered it last week. And today, with all the concerns in healthcare, CVS down 5%, but still alive and kicking, not yet stopped out. Or as you can see, our stop loss is at 68.57. So we'll see what happens here. And tomorrow, there's a dividend that's getting paid. I mean, next dividend date.
Yeah, dividend of 66, 67 cents. So it looks like, well, we will be the shareholder
We
on
will
record
be.
at the open, and we will be entitled to that dividend. What happens on next dividend date? You can expect the stock to drop by that amount, but it doesn't mean that there aren't other reasons for the stock to rally or fall more. And we'll just have to see where it ends up. But getting a nice dividend here, it could be that there's a bit of an overreaction today. It looks like you had that initial drop and things have kind of paused a little bit. So I could see a gap fill coming our way, or an attempted gap fill.
Yeah, I agree. And then we also have BAC, Bank of America, another one that we entered yesterday at 31.72, slightly down here, 31.57. So we'll see. And these are the win the fear trades. And as you can see, they all have one thing in common. They've shown a drop there, so they've shown some weakness. And this is where we are trying to catch a temporary bottom and hope for a quick snapback. Usually, we are in the trade for 5 or 6 days. So all of these trades have been opened yesterday. The CVS trade, I think, was last Friday. So I mean, we're just 3 days into this trade. So still some time, and let's see what happens here over the next few days.
Exactly.
All right. I need to finish my coffee here. So anyhow, if you appreciate me getting up early at in the middle of the night to be here with you, and if you enjoy what we are doing here, give us a like. We really appreciate it. If you feel that others can benefit from the show, feel free to share it. There's a share button right underneath the video. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing. And Mark, I'll let you do the show tomorrow.
All right, deal, Marcus. It's easy for me to get up early on the West Coast because I'm used to it. So
Oh my gosh. All
I'll
right.
let you enjoy your time.
Fantastic. Okay, with that said, have a great rest of your day, everybody, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.